Hey, you're listening to the Speaking of Music podcast.
That was funny. Hey guys, we're back.
And today we are so excited to bring you back our fun little Artists of the Month series. And this month we are talking about someone who we love so much.
Yeah. Cece Coakley.
Oh my gosh. And we are going to be talking about her EP Tender. So actually beyond thrilled when I first started listening to Cece is because somebody posted it on their story, Listerine, and I fell in love immediately, and now I'm so happy that we all get to love Cece and this awesome EP.
Yeah, so I started listening to Cece, like, really coincidentally, probably a month before Ella Jane announced that she was going on tour, and then I was listening to her a little more casually, like, not that much, she was just on a couple of my playlists, and then Ella announced the tour and announced that Cece would be opening for her for a couple of shows, or was it just...
It was
the East Coast shows, and then I was like, oh, I know who she is, so I started listening to her a little bit more. And I love her, so I'm glad we're finally getting around to doing her on the podcast. Okay, so let's get started.
So this is her first EP, and it was released June 17th, 2022. But like most of the songs were released as singles before, mm-hmm. kind of like how Ella did it, where like her first EP was basically
all the songs
that she had released before plus one.
But that's like smart.
Yeah, that's how it like works out when you're starting as an artist with very little following.
Let's rank. So I'll start. My Queen Listerine is number one. Then I have Terrify You With My Heart, Anything, Perfect Strangers, Cliche, and Monday Morning.
My rankings are Terrify You With My Heart, Anything, Listerine, Monday Morning, Perfect Strangers, and Cliche.
And mine are Perfect Strangers, Listerine, Terrify You With My Heart, Anything, Monday Morning, and Cliche.
Okay. I feel like our rankings are all very different.
They are very different. Yeah,
but, you know, six songs.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
yeah.
Either they're going to be exactly the same or they're going to be very different.
Yeah.
I feel like this EP in particular has a lot to offer. And so it's a lot of, like, at least when I was ranking this album,
it was
very much like personal preference, mm-hmm. on like what specific elements of specific songs
I liked. Right. Also super unrelated, but her latest single is so good.
I love it.
But foam me at the mouth, literally.
No. Okay, let's get this discussion started with Listerine, because that is the first track.
Oh my god.
I love how vibrant this song is. I think there's just so many production elements right off the bat that I fell in love with. And obviously this was the first song I listened to by her. And her voice is just obviously so deep and rich and beautiful. I also love that the song is called Listerine, first of all.
The concept is so fun. And the album art being her with like the Listerine strip.
It's so cute.
And I know. I think it's so creative. Like, I miss you in the worst way, trying to get your taste out of my mouth with the Listerine. And that's like, oh, the relationship gave like a disgusting, like nasty aftertaste, yeah. you know? Like, right. And she kind of misses them, you know?
Yeah.
But like, she doesn't want to. And that's gross. And I really like the chorus. Is there something here worth talking about without raising your voice so damn loud? And I love the way she goes, so damn loud. And it like kind of, it's like
the groovy.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
I love the lyric, I'm just another old mistake. So much. Such a good lyric. Also, I was really reminded of Maisie for some reason with this song. And I don't know what about it was. Like, maybe just like... I don't know. Maybe just like some of the production stuff. Or
I think that
the idea.
The production of this whole EP, but... I think the production of this whole EP was very interesting. I thought it was not something I would quite expect from like an artist that's just starting out. Like, I feel like it felt a lot more fully developed than I thought it would be.
This EP is very put together, and I mm-hmm. think it just comes with people who know what they want to make with their music. They know their sound, they know it well, and mm-hmm. I don't think there's any shame in that, especially, you know, someone who to us is just starting out, but to them, they you know, the people have been making music for a long time. It's just about time they start sharing it.
Right.
Like, come on, you can't tell me, like, you just woke up as a new artist one day and
wrote something like that.
So wrote something like this, like, go ahead and try and stain my teeth.
Like, that's so good.
Ah, like, it just, the double meaning to everything. Everything is so, like,
yeah,
precisely put together here.
Right. When things are thought out like that, double meanings, like, you don't just write that out of your head, you know? That takes thought.
Also, when songs are written by just one person, and there's nothing wrong with collaboration. I love collaborating and writing with other people. It is so much fun, and it kind of diversifies the experience. But when you write something yourself, you know, you have to be very sure of what you want. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's no like, hey, like, what if we do this? Like, right, hey, yeah. Can you, like, what do you, like, have, like, meshing together two different stories? Like, right. It's just yours.
You. Like, but, you know, anyways, she's just so talented.
And okay.
And yeah. Yes, we'll Listerine. Listerine number one.
Let's move on to the second track, which is Perfect Strangers.
I'm not gonna lie, when I saw this title, you know, I thought of, so maybe we're perfect strangers, maybe we're less forever.
I love the inclusion of the word strangers, which is really weird. I love the inclusion of the word strangers in songs for some reason.
Stranger in the Alps.
Yeah, Stranger in the Alps, like all like the just the concept of that is so thrilling to me. But specifically in this song, we don't get the word strangers until, you know, towards the end, where and I'll say your name and nothing changes as long as we stay perfect strangers. That was a very gratifying moment of the song where we get that lyric punch.
I think this was the first song I heard of hers.
Really?
I think. I don't know where I heard it, but I know I heard it before I sat down and listened to this whole EP.
That's actually really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I love the idea and the concept of this song. It's like kind of this border between knowing someone and them being a stranger to you is just there's a very fine line between knowing someone and like not knowing someone for
yeah
sure.
I mean, the concept of like strangers or not strangers have in like, you know, in terms of relationships has been used in like many different ways to write songs. What I liked about this one is like it didn't like paint some sort of like sob story, like
yeah,
oh, like I need to like rebound or something. Like it wasn't about the fact, like the other direction it would take is like dancing with a stranger, like, oh, I'm out with someone that's not you, but that's not what this one is about.
Yeah, no, I thought it was Saved by a Stranger. Okay, this is bad. This is an unreleased Louis song that's like on one of his like B-sides, and it's just like, oh, like that person, like I like that concept. That concept was like someone came like up to me and they said something to me that quite literally saved my life, and they don't even know it. I was saved by a stranger. And that's so interesting. I think the idea of not knowing someone makes like the experience, you can like romanticize the experience,
right,
almost like you
right.
can make it more artistic than it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why like the idea of a perfect stranger is very enticing.
Right, because I also feel like it's like, I think it's really funny, the whole thing about how people like book characters more than actual people, because book characters, the way they're written, gives you such a high standard for what people should be like.
Right.
And that's just not how people work. And you know, the concept of painting a picture of like, you know, your ideal person, just it's kind of detrimental because it's just not gonna work out like that in life.
Yeah, and like, yeah, no, that was good. That's been fun.
Okay, yay, let's talk about cliche. I don't know. I think it's very interesting that she says, I usually hate these cliches, but what if loving you feels that way? Because looking perfect strangers is a cliche.
It is,
right? And like,
no, the idea of not understanding, like, ugh, that's so cheesy, until you're actually going through it and you're actually, like,
yeah, no,
in a position where, like, you understand the cliche. Like, that's very real.
Right.
Because you can roll your eyes and, like, scoff all you want at, like, oh, that's so cheesy and embarrassing. But then when you're in that position, you, like, you get it.
Right, right.
It's like the girls who get it, get it.
Right, it is like the girls who get it, get it. Like, when you're in that position, you understand, you feel the cliche, and you understand, like, oh, this is cheesy, this is exactly what I hated a couple months ago. But it's like, now that you're going through it, like, you get it. Which, I love that idea.
Right. I think that it was, like, the concept of this song is very strong. Just the fact that the first verse, you list a bunch of...
Both of the verses.
Oh, okay. Both of the verses. Yes, yes. Both of the verses, she's, like, listing, like, the cliches as portrayed by culture, I guess.
Like, I think I really like it. I love, I don't know, I think the cliche comparisons aren't even that cliche, you know?
Right.
Like, I mean, Johnny to my June.
Actually, no, they are, they
June,
are.
No, June and Johnny's pretty.
Yeah, pretty. But, like, Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah, but, like, Homer and Marge was, like, not, you
but
know?
That's kind of, like, a moderner culture thing. It's less of, like... with like a traditional love story type
these are definitely cliches that are meaningful to her, like,
right,
that
right.
are just part of her life, so they just might not be as prominent for us perhaps, but
yeah,
I get the idea. Like,
that's true. I feel like if I were to list,
write a song about cliches that, like, I love, roll my eyes at, right,
I would list shows and books and exactly. stuff that I
Big Bang Theory for Vic.
Like, I wouldn't list The Simpsons.
I wouldn't list
The Simpsons. She would list Aylin and Rowan.
Stop it. That's literally disgusting.
I wouldn't.
Stupid lemon drinkers.
Okay.
Okay. I love it. Okay, to wrap it up, I really love the way the song ends with the, you usually hate these cliches, but I hope loving me feels that way. And that's really cute because she's saying that she really likes the person and she enjoys being with them so much that she overlooks the cliche things that she usually kind of is icked out by. And, you know, she, like, the partner of her probably bond over hating the cliches, because I think right. a lot of people do that. But, you know, in a relationship, you do what you gotta do, and hopefully they feel the same. I think it's cute.
All right, let's move on to the fourth track, which is Monday Morning. This track is, it just gives so, like, cute, like,
I know.
Like,
the first verse is so much fun.
Genuinely.
It, like, should be a federal offense that I haven't heard from you since The Weeknd.
Because, you know what?
Sometimes it feels that way.
It does feel that way. Like,
it's, like, how dare you?
Right. No, how dare you is such a...
Like, how
need,
dare
need,
you not...
I need more how dare you songs. Like,
how dare you not talk to me, even though you don't actually, like...
No, because this one is so, like, she's kind of being so, like, I guess, like, straightforward with it, but then it's also, like, innocently cute at the same time. Like, I like the pre-chorus where it goes, do you have a picture of me in your wallet yet? Like,
yeah.
Have I gotten there for you, right?
I love the idea that someone you... love can make such an ordinary thing seem very, like, extraordinary and exciting. Something like, you know, of course, a Monday morning. How a person you love can make that something you look forward to.
Yeah.
That is so sweet.
It's cute, but it also has, like, a sad twist that you don't really realize until you, like, take
yeah,
a deeper
like,
look.
The second verse where it goes, kiss me goodbye to show you that you still love me when I go home.
And also, just the bridge, like, none of your songs seem to be about me, and I can't tell if that's a good sign or a bad thing. And then, you know, she says, I want to be this to you because you are that to me. It's like, are we on the same page?
Right, yeah. Right.
But it's also really cute. So it kills me, basically. Fun fact.
Fun fact.
Such a fun fact.
Speaking of fun facts, terrifying is my heart.
This kind so, of like,
are we speaking of fun facts?
That's why it's not actually, it's like the fun fact, actually really really sad fact. I can't swim.
Okay,
when I saw Terrify You With My Heart on the track list, it was kind of not expected from the past four songs that this was gonna be the fifth one.
Yeah.
I love the idea of hope I don't terrify you with my heart, like being so all in that it's like actually scary, like how much someone is, like the fear of being too much for someone. You know, hits home just a tad bit, but it's okay.
I think the way she opens every one of her songs, she has such good opening lyrics. Okay, yeah. We just talked about the last one for Monday morning, but this one, the first lyric is, "Do you see other people? Never mind, don't answer that."
Yeah, I love that lyric. And some of my favorite lyrics are in the chorus. The "all I am is a ghost of everyone I love most. I saunter from room to room. I'm haunting everyone but you."
Ooh, yes.
I love that part. And the build up there from a relatively mellow verse to, you know, a more, I would say, unhinged drum thing going on there in the chorus. But it's very indie rock of her. Very.
It is. And I do have to say, I liked this song more the second time I listened to it.
Yeah, it definitely grew on me. It's so, it's like so sad. Like, you know, you never want to like feel inadequate, right? Mm-hmm. But like, you can't help it. It's going to happen to everyone at some point or another, to varying degrees of severity. But you know, when you see someone going through a rough time and believing that they are too much, genuinely, like are too much as a person, it's very sad. Yeah. And you can always relate to it at some level, even if it's not in the same way. So, you know, it's very nice when people get kind of open with that.
Yeah.
But with that, let's move on to Anything,
the last final track. I love the pre-chorus of this song. Well, Genius marks it as a chorus, but in my brain it was like kind of like split up differently. I love how I think soft and relaxing this song is, and she has such a lovely and soothing voice, but the song is just so mellow and gorgeous.
Yeah, I think it's a nice way to close out the EP. Mm-hmm. Just keeping it light, I guess, and not making it, I guess, like, too happy, because some of these songs, like, again, seem happy. Are they really happy?
I think it's so, like, serene.
Almost. Yes. I think my favorite lyric off of this EP comes from this song, where she says, "You asked, am I..." When she says, "You asked..." I think my favorite lyric off of this EP comes from the song where she says, "You asked, am I just another excuse to write a song about?
Am I that easy to read?
Or are you just so hard to deceive?"
Yeah. I love that part. That, like, in the north town of in the town north of Mississippi, I tell the story of how you met me to an audience who couldn't care less. I think that's very sweet about telling, like, a crowd of people how you met someone.
Yeah.
But I love the chorus of this, and I love the idea. It's like, I would pay any entrance fee to get inside your mind. It's giving "Like to Be You" by Shawn Mendes. But also to understand what you might think of me if you think anything. Like, do you think of me? It's so sad. Yeah. Why is everything so sad?
But it's like supposed to be a little bit sweet.
It is sweet, but it's sad.
Sweet and sad.
Sure. It's very calming. Like, this is very super ultra chic, teary-eyed gossip queen of her.
Okay, I think with that we can wrap up this episode.
That's the name of my epic playlist.
We did not need to know that.
I already got this. Yes, you did. Guys, make sure to follow my playlist, Super Ultra Chic, Teary-Eyed Gossip Queen on Spotify. Sophia Gill, 2 A's, 2 G's. thank you. And with that, thank you so much for listening.
If you have any other small artists you'd like us to discuss, or if you happen to be a small artist and you'd like us to discuss you, make sure you reach out to us. Our Instagram is at the Speaking of Music Podcast.
And our TikTok is at Speaking of Music Podcast. So thank you guys all so much for listening. And as always, we'll see you next week.
Bye.